or biased weather for the Midwest. We kind of earned this, I think. It's been a long time since we've been able to go more than a couple of days without some kind of precipitation event, and we still are going to have a couple of weak systems that have moved through the region, but it's not going to be like the big general soakings we've seen here of late, and that's the best news I can hand down. We've got a lot of variable cloud cover out there this morning. Temperature not too bad for this time. You're running mostly in the 30s and a few upper 20s across the eastern two-thirds of the Midwest. Out in the west, where the skies are clear and there's that fresh snow on the ground, it's a lot cooler. In fact, eastern portions of South Dakota and southwest Minnesota, northwest Iowa, all those areas that have the multiple inches of snow on the ground are reporting temperatures in the single digits this morning, coming down close to zero, actually, near the Iowa-Minnesota border. So we should be grateful for our milder start to the day here. We will not see much of that cold air. It's really mostly the snow that's responsible for that cool-off, and we won't have to worry about temperatures that cold anytime soon. In fact, our temperature bias for the next couple of weeks, or we'll say the next 7 days, will be fairly similar to what we've been seeing. Daily highs are going to run mostly in the range of 30s and 40s in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt, and readings in the southeast will probably run mostly 30s and 40s. And it'll be a pleasant period of time. Our nighttime low temperatures will be running mostly teens and 20s in the northwest and 20s and 30s in the southeast. So not bad for the first week in December. Now, precipitation is still in the pipeline for a few of us, but we're not going to see it be very significant, and the bottom line is really not very significant at all. We'll expect to see a few showers come with a frontal boundary that'll cut across the Midwest on Saturday going into Sunday. That frontal system will become somewhat stationary over a part of Missouri and the Ohio River Valley as we go into Monday morning. And there will be a new low-pressure center that will form in that general region, Missouri, Kentucky, southern Illinois, and then it will work its way east-northeastward from there. And as it does move in that direction, we will end up seeing some light shower activity occurring mostly in the Ohio River Valley, and it will be very brief and light. It should all be rain. I don't think we'll see any snow, and moisture content will probably only be about a couple tenths of an inch as the system moves along. It does have potential to increase somewhat in future forecast models, but I think most of the increase will be in the middle and north Atlantic states, and I don't think we'll see it in the eastern Midwest except possibly in Ohio. So we'll keep an eye on that disturbance. So that's the only potential precipitation. Everybody else is going to be left dry. Another frontal system comes through at midweek next week. We'll do something very similar, but just some sporadic light shower activity. So we should end up going about 7 to 10 days without any real serious storminess across the region. Down in South America today, everything is also fairly status quo. I don't think we're going to see much change there. Brazil will see regular occurring showers and thunderstorms that should impact all of the production area at one time or another. Now, there is some suggested lighter-than-normal rain in northern parts of Brazil's crop country. Eventually, some of those areas may firm up a little bit more than desired. So we'll keep an eye on that, but that's probably a good week away before that becomes an issue. And in Argentina, we'll also see net drying in many areas over the next 7 days, putting some pressure down for rain in the second week of the two-week outlook. But at this point, I would place fairly high odds that the majority of the country will do well still in that week as well. So that's it this morning. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated.